Hey, so it's Dasein the Philosopher back here with another philosophy podcast. I know it's been a while that I've recorded a podcast. I've just been very busy with teaching, but no excuses. I found some time today, so I decided to share a short little podcast with you. So today's episode is on six existential ideas that I have decided to keep. And existentialism has been basically the introduction that I've had with philosophy since grade 11, but not all existential ideas are something that now in my life I find useful or practical even. But here are six that I do find useful and I still think about to this day and that I did decide to keep in my own life. So without further ado, let's get started on tonight's podcast. So the first existential idea I've decided to keep is that I accept that I am an individual that is constantly changing and creating himself. Also, I will never be an individual that stays stagnant since there is only decline or transcendence of the self. So as a Dasein, this means that I'm a human being that is in the present moment. My past has already disappeared into nothingness, and my future is the total of all my projected possibilities. I am therefore the constellation of my past experiences, my present existence, and my future possibilities. The second existential idea is that I use my attentive abilities to create conscious meaning for all my experiences. I have a certain capacity to rule over my own thoughts, my own emotions, and my own actions. So existentialism can demonstrate the absurd that is found in living. It states that life has no inherent meaning except for that which I grant it. The paradox here is found in the fact that I do have some control over my own thoughts, my own emotions, and my own actions. Yet it is important to mention that my thoughts, my emotions, and my actions also have a certain control over me. So the third existential idea I've decided to keep is that I take full responsibility in all circumstances of my life by doing all that I can to improve myself. There is not a single person that I can blame other than myself. So even if this ideology of pure responsibility is not realistic, seeing that there are always things that are out of our own control, this ideology helps us improve ourselves with the help of a little discomfort. The fear and discomfort manifests because I have accepted the following idea. If I screw up my life, I am 100% responsible for my own failure. The fourth existential idea that I've decided to keep is that I will be more attentive in the choices that I make, and I accept that I am the sole author of my own destiny. So Aristotle was one that mentioned that we must be conscious when we make choices if we want to be virtuous. In other words, choices made while we are perturbed or under the influence of drugs and alcohol will never be virtuous decisions, no matter what the results of these decisions may be, because we are not in a conscious state. Being temperate now becomes a necessary virtue for the author of one's own destiny. Yet I question the utility of being virtuous and its ability to bring us pleasure. So the fifth existential idea that I've decided to keep is that I will remind myself of whom I am in relation to others and that I aim to be a unique and authentic individual. I differentiate myself from others by giving others the opportunity to experience me in the most authentic way. The self is always coming through unless you block its authentic expression. Relationships can manifest themselves and be successful if and only if the individuals are both fully authentic. The fear of presenting oneself in an inauthentic manner is linked to the human nature of wanting to be liked and loved. On the other hand, when one is fully authentic towards other people, it is natural that not everyone is going to like you. I love the ones that love me, and I accept that if I am truly myself, not everyone is going to like me. So the final existential idea that I decided to keep is that I will use the rest of my time here on Earth in a prudent manner. I also accept the idea that death is a concept that can help lead me towards happiness and a good life. So philosophy is preparation for death. Meditating on death is part of a good education. And the crisis of education can be found within the capitalist reification of education, which favors the transfer of technical and specific knowledge instead of ethical and aesthetic knowledge. In other words, we seem to be encouraged to learn how to work a specific job using specific techniques instead of learning how to live a good life and how to be happy. So yeah, those are six existential ideas that I've decided to keep. I still question them. I'm not fully certain if they are true. Just like most philosophy, there is multiple sides to almost all philosophical questions. But it is a start, and it does give me a certain foundation on how I can manage through the phenomenological world and this existential playground that I seem to exist in. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy and learn something new. Hopefully this brings up some questions. Maybe you'll adapt some of the ideas, or maybe you'll adopt them fully. I'm not too sure, but hopefully it offered you some value. And yeah, hope you guys enjoy. It's Dasein the Philosopher, and I'll see you guys on the next philosophy podcast. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.